From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Republican-led U.S. Congress began its 115th session Tuesday with the swearing-in of members and the re-election of Paul Ryan as Speaker. House Republican lawmakers dropped plans to gut the independent authority of an ethics panel. President-elect Donald Trump said the lawmakers should focus on tax reform, health care, and other more important things, urging them to, in his words, drain the swamp of influence peddlers in Washington. Syrian government forces have escalated their attacks near the capital, Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the army is trying to capture the water-rich areas around the village of Wadi Barada and Barada Valley. The government says rebels have damaged key water infrastructure, causing water supplies to be cut. Meanwhile, a coalition of rebel groups say they will suspend their participation in preliminary peace talks set for later this month in Kazakhstan. The rebels say they are withdrawing due to what they say is the Syrian government's violation of the current ceasefire. The United Nations said Monday terrorism and other acts of violence in Iraq killed more than 6,800 civilians and wounded more than 12,000 last year. Turkish media have broadcast a video of a man they say is the suspected gunman who killed 39 people during a New Year's attack on an Istanbul nightclub. The video appears to be from a cell phone. The man spends much of the time looking into the camera but does not speak. It is unclear when the video was recorded. Turkish media also reported Tuesday authorities detained two foreign nationals at Istanbul Atatürk Airport in connection with the attack. No other details were given. This is VOA News.